Good morning and welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm Mo and I got up an hour earlier than I usually do. Actually, 2 hours earlier than I usually do just for you guys. So, and I'm not really a morning person. So take it as the compliment that it is. I'm so excited to be back for my first show of the year. I did miss the radio station over the summer. I missed having something to do. I missed forcing people to listen to my music. And I missed just talking to myself, to be honest. This week, I kind of want to play music that will get people hyped up. I feel like last year I played a lot of sad, slow songs, which I do still enjoy frequently, but I feel like I've been in a more hyped up mood as of late, and it's also 7 in the morning, so I feel like I need to wake up, get ready for my day, and I have econ at 9, which is just devastating for me, so I need to get myself into a good mood so I can get through that horrible, horrible class. Sorry if you're listening and you enjoy econ, but I really, really hate it. And actually, I should probably not say more in case admin is listening, but whatever. I think I would describe today's music as like hyper dream synth pop, but like also indie. I don't really know how to describe, and they're not all the same. I'd say they're different levels of hyper pop, but they all, I would say, have a nice little synth to them, which to me is hype. The first song I'm gonna play is one that I've had on repeat ever since it came out. It's by Magdalena Bay, and they just dropped a new album, I think in August, like early August, late July, around that time, I wanna say. And it's called Imaginal Disc, I think is how it's pronounced. That's how I would read it. And I really, really recommend checking them out. I like a lot of their songs. I think they have a really unique sound. And I really like them. Sorry, I do. So this first song is from their new album, Imaginal Disc. And it is called That's My Floor. So without further ado, That's My Floor by Magdalena Bay.
That's my floor. I'm coming out to
All right, that was Crybaby by Cults. That might have been my number one, like, most played song of August. I would listen to it on loop to and from the house that I was pet sitting at. And the, like, roads of that neighborhood were, like, really windy, and I would just, like, have my, like, windows open. I don't know, it was a vibe. You would have had to have been there. Those cats actually were the worst, and they caused me so much stress. They were outdoor cats. Whatever. It's fine. Because I don't have to deal with them anymore. Side note, though, I'm a great employee, so if anyone listening is hiring, my email is in my DJ bio. Please reach out. I will do pretty much anything. So please, please, please give me a job. Not to be desperate or anything, but, you know, funds are tight. Okay. This next song has a really, really fun sound with a lot of samples, and I enjoy when you can tell where a song drew inspiration from. Like, I really like, I don't know, when songs sort of credit their inspo within the work, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, no, that makes sense. And you can definitely tell with this song, like, which artists they're pulling from or, like, what techniques they're using. Not to be a nerd about it, but, okay. Without further ado, this is Drown in the Clouds of Dew, which is a fantastic name, by the way, by Rosie Ramadi.
Thank you.
All right, that was Everything is Embarrassing by Sky Ferreira. This song has been living in my brain all week, month, summer, you name it. It just brings something out in me. I think it's the beat, like the backing beat. It just gives me like such immense joy, even though it's like a, even though it's a sad song, I think the way it's produced is like really fun, and so I have fun with it. And it's nice when sad songs, okay, yeah, because I feel like a lot of these songs kind of are sad if you actually listen to them, but they have such fun production that therefore, in my mind, they're hype songs. Like, lyrics do matter, but also the way that they're brought to my attention matters as well. I don't know what more to say other than that. I feel like this summer I was listening to a lot of songs like Everything is Embarrassing, in the sense of really like good beats, good drums, my opinion, and just, yeah. Anyway, this next song has a really fun energy to it, and sort of this whole next group of songs is really high energy, which is nice. We'll start picking up a little bit. I think each section kind of has a different vibe, which is usually what I try to do. Wow, my vocal fry is really bad this morning. I don't know if you guys can tell. I like slept, I'm pretty sure, mouth open, like, so I promise I'm not trying to have vocal fry. I think my throat is just sore from sleeping with my mouth open. Sorry, I was a mouth breather last night. And just like with the weather being so up and down, my sinuses are going crazy, guys. I don't know if anyone else is experiencing this issue, but man, oh man, it's been killing me. Okay, enough about me. This is Party by Planet 1999.
We'll be right back. sweet, sweet, sweet. You should have never settled down with me, me, me. Sing a metaphor and beat, beat, beat. I'll see you nevermore. I'm tapping on your window pane. You left me out, it didn't seem. You confessed shelter under your arm.
right, that was Kill V Mame by Grimes. Now, Grimes is a particularly interesting artist, from cosplaying poverty to marrying Elon Musk. They've really had a journey. But despite being a controversial figure, I think this song is fantastic and has withstood the test of time, meaning I liked this song 4 years ago and I still enjoy it today, which I think says a lot. But Grimes themselves is just, read articles. I would say read articles, look it up, but lots to say, lots to unpack. This next song is so good. I think it scratches an itch in my brain just right. Again, I don't know what else to say other than it's so good. I feel like I've been saying that about every song today, which I guess is, you know, preferable because it'd be bad if I was playing music that I didn't like, but I just sound like such a, like, I have no other descriptor words other than it's so good, I like it a lot. But this song is so good, I like it a lot. This is Solid Liquid Gas by Earth Eater. Thank you.
I was just a lonely girl in the eyes of my inner child. I could be anything I want, and no matter where I go, you'll always be here in my heart, here in my heart, here in my heart. I don't even have to explain, just leave me alone now. I can't be held down. I can't be
Alright, that was Immaterial by Sophie. Sophie, as many of you probably know or may know, was a music icon that inspired so many artists in the hyperpop, dream pop, pop pop genre, sort of just music in general. You get the vibe. She was like really influential. I don't know how else to say it, and may she rest in peace, because, yeah, but truly her importance cannot be overstated. This next song is one that I recently discovered, probably at the beginning of the semester, so a few weeks ago, maybe like right before I left, so maybe like 3-4 weeks ago. But it has a really fun sound, I don't know, and I had never heard of this artist before, this song, so I like exploring new artists. I think it's one of the coolest things to do with music, so This next song is Noches, I think, by Prince Innocence. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, that was Masochism by Kai Voss. Guys, I'm not used to not being within safe harbor hours. It's really hard to find songs that don't have swears in them. I did not realize how many of my songs were explicit or profane. The more you know, I was a little bit struggling this episode, but I'll pull it together just for you guys. So it has reached the time for a quick PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Whew. That was really important, guys. Be safe. Okay, the final song I have for you tonight made the rounds on TikTok this summer, and it's times like this that I love the internet because it reminded me of this song that I had forgotten about, and it's so good, and I can't believe I forgot it, and I hope you think so too. Have a great rest of your day, this beautiful Monday. I'm Mo. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday. And this is Just For Now by Imogen Heap. Enjoy.
Just for now.
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 It's that time of year. Leave all our hopelessnesses aside.
Just for now. You know, it's what I always wanted. Could never have too many of these. Well, you quit kicking me under the table. I'm trying, will somebody make a shut up about it? Can we settle down, please?
Just smile.